Good morning, everyone.
各位早上好。
It's always a pleasure to be back here with you again.
非常高兴又回来和大家在一起，每次都是这样。
So this morning we're going to be looking at another psalm.
今天早上我们要再看一个诗篇。
And one of the themes of the Old Testament and really of the whole Bible is what I would call pilgrimage.
圣经中间的旧约中间的一个主题，其实整本圣经的其中的一个主题就是我今天要讲的朝圣。
And this is pretty easy to see in the Old Testament.
这个在旧约中间非常容易看到。
We have the lives of Abraham and Moses and David to watch their lives as they move forward.
我们能够从旧约中间的亚伯拉罕、摩西、从他们的身上看到神看他们往前走。
And in the New Testament, we have the stories of John the Baptist and Jesus and Peter and Paul.
在新约圣经里头，我们看到了这个施洗约翰、耶稣、彼得和保罗的故事。
And I love how we get to observe these followers of God as they walk through their life, maturing in Christ and accomplishing His will.
非常喜欢的是看到这些神的跟随者。他们在明白神的旨意，在跟随神，然后再逐步的走向成熟。
We get to watch them walk through both their victories and oftentimes their defeats.
我们看到他们和神同行我们看到他和神行走，常常看到他们的成功，看到他们的得胜，有时候也看到他们的失败。
And we get to observe them as they mature in their walk with Jesus.
我们能够看到他们在他们成熟的过程中间与神同行，在神同行的过程中间成熟。
It's a little different when we get to the story of Jesus.
当然我们要看耶稣的故事的话，有点不一样。
Because we get to observe him living a perfect life.
因为我们看到了耶稣，他过的是一个完美的生活。
And we observe his followers trying to go and become like him.
我们看到他的跟随者在努力的像他那样。
And as we watch this story unfold, we see God working to accomplish things through Jesus, but also through his disciples.
我们看到他的跟随者在与神同行的时候我们能够看到这个他们的这个故事的展开。通过那些跟随者，也通过耶稣。
I think about comparing the stories of the Old Testament with the stories of New.
我在想是把旧约的故事和新约的故事做一个比较。
And many of these stories include some similar things.
在很多旧约和新约的故事中间有一些同样的主题。
Danger, escape, relief, challenge.
比如危险、逃脱、解脱、挑战。
They all are trying to grow in and exhibit their faith.
他们都能够看到在这些困境中间来使他们的信心得到增强。
But there's also one other activity they share.
但是还有另外一个行动他们也有共同点。
And that is walking.
那就是走路。
Lots and lots.
走很多很多的路。
You think about the similarities of what they're exhibiting, and it's always happening as they're walking along the road.
我们经常看到一个共同点，就是他们在路上行走。
And from this, we begin to understand that being related to God is not a place in our life, but it's a process in our life.
从这些故事中间，我们能看到我们和神的关系，并不是停在一个地方，而是一个旅行的过程。
To keep understanding and to keep growing, we have to keep moving.
为了理解，为了认识神，我们必须要向前走。
Because once we stop, this is where we settle and where stagnation sets in.
因为如果我们停下来，我们就会安居下来，这也是停止的开始。
If you think about the history of Israel, it actually starts with a pilgrimage.
如果你回过头来看以色列的历史，以色列的历史是从朝圣开始。
Abram is chosen from among the peoples of the world, and his first task is to leave his home and to venture into a place that God is beginning to show to him.
亚伯拉罕在世人中被拣选，他的第一个任务是离开他的本族本家，去神要指引他的地方去。
He has to leave his home and leave his family.
他必须要离开他的本族本家。
He leaves his place of comfort.
他离开舒适的地方。
And he travels into this unknown land.
他要去那个他不知道、不认识的地方去。
And Abram spent the rest of his life moving from place to place, watching God provide for him every step of the way.
亚伯拉罕从此以后从一个地方移到另外一个地方，在这个过程中间看到神的供应。
Similarly, Moses had to move from a place of luxury, importance, and respect to flee into the wilderness for his life.
同样，摩西他离开了那个奢华有地位受人尊敬的那个宫殿，去到逃命，去到旷野之中。
But it was in this wilderness that he found family and love and purpose for his life.
但是就是在这个旷野中，他找到了他的家庭，他找到了爱，找到了他生命的意义。
Because it was there that he found Jehovah in the midst of the burning bush.
因为在那里，在旷野里，他在燃烧的荆棘中间找到了耶和华。
When Moses was at the top of the social ladder, he couldn't figure out who he was.
当摩西在社会地位的顶端的时候，他不知道他自己是谁。
But barefoot in a barren land, he found out why he was created.
但是在当他光着脚在那个被人遗忘的旷野的时候，他找到了他为什么被造的原因。
And that was to lead his people out of Egypt.
他被造就是为了带他的百姓出埃及。
If you add it up, Moses spent 80 years of his life wandering around.
如果你把时间加起来，摩西花了80年的时间在流浪。
The first 40 years he spent with sheep.Learning patience.
前四十年，他和羊在一起学习耐心。
And for the next 40 years, he spent with people who continued to try his patience.
接下来的四十年时间是跟他的百姓在一起，这他的百姓一次一次的来试验他的耐心。
So the people of Israel, they finally made it to the promised land.
但是最后以色列人最终进入了迦南地。
And God divided them up into groups of families and tribes and told them where it was that they were supposed to live.
神把他们根据他们的家属和部落告诉他们在哪里得地，在哪里居住。
But God included for them a way for all of those people to understand what it meant to walk around.
但是神同时也给了他们一个命令，让他们能够知道怎么样再往前走。
He wanted them to understand the experience of pilgrimage.
神想让以色列民来知道朝圣的这个经历。
God didn't want them to have their tribe identity overcome what they were supposed to experience as a nation.
神不想让他们停留在自己这个部落把这点看得比神为什么要以色列整个民族的目标来看得更重。
So before they divided up into their tribes, God wrote into Deuteronomy 16 some ways that they could come back together to celebrate some festivals.
所以在他们按部落分地之前，神在生命记十六章写下了这一段。
And here were the three most important festivals.
神设立了三个节期，三个重要的节期。
Passover is probably the most famous of the festivals.
逾越节可能是三个中间最重要的一个。
And in general, this festival celebrates the exodus of the Hebrew people from Egypt.
逾越节最主要的是来庆祝以色列人出埃及，出埃及。
But more specifically, it celebrates the protection of the Hebrew children.
更主要、更具体的是来庆祝神来保护以色列的孩子们。
And it celebrated the passing over of God's wrath because of Israel's demonstrated faith.
主要是来庆祝以色列人通过他们的信心，而神给了他们的保护，让神的愤怒能够逾越过他们，跳过他们。
You remember the story of how they had to spread the blood of the lamb over their doorway so that the Spirit of God would pass beyond them in that judgment and plague.
你们可能记得这个故事，以色列人把羔羊的血涂在门楣和门框上，所以神的天使就会跳过他们，这个瘟疫就不会降到以色列家。
The second festival is the Feast of Weeks.
第二个节期是七七收获节。
And this festival happens as part of a celebration of God's provision.
这个节日是在一部分是在纪念神的供应。
And it happens exactly 7 weeks after Passover and began to celebrate how God would provide for the nation of Israel through the spring harvest.
这个节期是在逾越节之后的七个星期，这个节期是为了纪念神给以色列人的收获。
And it reminded the nation not only of God's provision, but also how they needed to expect provision to come from God.
这一方面是提醒以色列人这是神的供应，同时也提醒以色列人他们应该期望他们的供应是来自于神。
And the third feast is the Feast of Booths.
第三个节期是祝棚节。
This late fall festival was also connected with the fall harvest.
这个晚秋的节期其实也是跟收获相关联的。
And it celebrates the culmination of Israel moving from the wilderness into the land of promise.
这个节期是来庆祝以色列人在旷野的结束和进入应许之地迦南地。
So to celebrate it and remember what happened in the wilderness, the nation would go out and build little tents away from their homes to remember the journey that they had been on.
所以是为了纪念他们在旷野中的经历，以色列人要在他们家以外建这个帐篷来纪念在旷野中神的带领。
These three festivals were set apart from the other festivals and celebrations in the nation of Israel.
这三个节期和其他的以色列人的节期是有点分别出来。
Because in Deuteronomy 16, God says these are the three festivals that I want the tribes of Israel to come back together into the city of Jerusalem to celebrate together.
这个不一样的地方是因为在生命记十六章，神说这三个节期你们以色列民要一起去耶路撒冷去纪念。
He says, three times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God at the place that he will choose, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is Passover, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Booths. They shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God that he has given you.
民数记十六章十六节说，你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次，在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。个人要按自己的力量，照耶和华你神所赐的福分奉献礼物。
So God not only commands their attendance, but he also commands their giving.
所以神不仅仅是在命令他们要参与这个朝圣，还命令他们要带着礼物奉献。
Every family that was to come was not only supposed to give, but to give according to the measure that they felt God had blessed them in the previous year.
他们每个家庭不仅仅是要有奉献，这个奉献还是要按照过去的一年中间神给他们的祝福来奉献。
I love how God chose these three festivals to command the nation of Israel to come back together.
我非常喜欢神选择这三个节日， 让以色列全民 来到神的面前。
Because it was the time along the journey to go back to Jerusalem that let people think about the level of blessing that God had given them and allowed them to respond.
因为这个去耶路撒冷朝圣的那个很长的旅途，给了以色列人这个机会，让他们来思想神的恩典，然后让他们来思想他们怎么样来回应。
And this is how we get to our passage this morning.
这就是我们今天要讲的这个诗篇。
During the time of Jesus, the prominent historian stated that the population of the nation of Israel was around 500,000 people.
在耶稣的时代，根据一个著名的犹太的历史学家说，当时耶路撒冷的人口在50万到60万之间。
But the population of Jerusalem was only about 50,000.
而耶路撒冷城当时的人口也就只有50,000人。
So God 3 times a year had commanded that the nation, this large nation, would come to this not such a large city to come and celebrate these festivals together.
而神要求以色列全民，一个很大的国家，要到耶路撒冷这个不是很大的城市来一起来朝见，一起来庆祝这三个节期。
In some ways, it might feel like College Station on a game day in the fall.
这个也许会有点像大学城秋天打足球的那一天那样的拥挤，这样的感觉。
And while God had commanded that the males come back to be the ones who celebrated, we know, even from the story of Jesus, that oftentimes the whole families made the journey together.
虽然神的要求，神的命令是男丁，成年的男丁去朝圣，但是我们从耶稣的故事里头可以知道，很多是把全家都一起带上去耶路撒冷。
When we think about it in the past, it sounds like a pretty nice family vacation.
我们今天回头看看，这个好像听起来也是很好的家庭旅游。
But if you've taken your family on vacation, you know that it also comes with costs.
但是如果你带你的全家去旅行的话，你知道这也是有负担的。
For many, this pilgrimage 3 times a year also carried with it a pretty heavy burden.
同样对那些一年三次去朝圣的以色列人，一年三次的旅程其实也是有很大的负担。
It was time away from work.
这是你要停止你的工作。
It was time away from the family, the family place where everyone would gather.
你要离开你的家，你在一起的全家。
There were possibility of bandits along the roadway, so the journey could be dangerous.
这个路上也可能碰到强盗，所以这个路程是有危险的。
And you had to make a lot of arrangements for where you were going.
然后你还要做很多的准备，因为一路过去你要做准备。
All before Airbnb.
而这些是在 Airbnb 还没有的时候，你要考虑你的。
While most of the population of Israel had to travel 1 or 2 days to Jerusalem, those from Galilee had to travel about 100 miles.
虽然以色列绝大多数人去耶路撒冷的话可能是一天或者一天两天的时间，但是从加利利去耶路撒冷要走100英里。
So, it turned into a multi-day journey.
这个100英里要走几天。
And there was one more facet of the journey that we have to remember.
还有这个旅行的另外一个特征我们必须要记住。
It was all uphill.
这个旅程是从头到尾都是上坡。
If you lived in Capernaum on the north side of the Sea of Galilee, the elevation was 700 feet below sea level.
如果你住在加利利的加伯农，当那个地方的海拔是750尺，海平面的750尺以下。
But the city of Jerusalem sat at 2,500 feet above sea level.
但是耶路撒冷的海拔是2500尺。
So walking 100 miles through this dangerous land and rising 3,200 feet along the way was an arduous journey.
所以 走一百多英里，往上走3200尺，大概800米不到一点。
Traveling
要走这个艰苦的旅程，实际上是不容易的。
Traveling by foot，
并且是步行。
Carrying all your supplies，
你要带着你所有的物资。
And oftentimes bringing your family，
常常还是拖家带口。
Growing up as a child, my family could barely make it 3 hours in an air-conditioned car.
我长大，我小时候家里都没有太多，就是虽然是在有空调的车里，很少有3个小时以上的旅行。
So how did they cope?
那他们是如何来应对这个事情呢？
How did they prepare their hearts for something that they knew was such a difficult journey?
他们如何来准备他们的心，因为他们知道这个旅程是非常的艰苦。
How did they pass the time without complaint and discouragement?
他们怎么样来打发这些时间，不去抱怨，不觉得沮丧。
Our passage this morning tells us that they lifted up their eyes to the hills.
而这个今天早上的经文说，他们要向山举目。
And together they sang all of these familiar songs.
然后他们在一起唱那些熟悉的诗歌。
Psalm 121 is a psalm that can be described as part of Israel's travel playlist.
诗篇一百二十一可以被认为是以色列这个旅行的时候那个歌单列表中间的一首。
Yes. More formally, they're known as the songs of ascent.
当然，更正式的这首诗篇是被称作为上行之诗。
And the Hebrews from all over the nation, as they traveled to Jerusalem, they would sing these songs of encouragement together.
在希伯来人当他们一起去耶路撒冷朝圣的路上，他们会一起走，一起唱这些上行之诗来彼此的鼓励。
Psalm 120 to 134 were sung as a group as they sweated, breathed heavy, and encountered difficulties all along the way.
当他们汗流浃背、气喘吁吁的时候，他们一起来唱这些上行的诗，是诗篇的120到134。
And these songs helped to create the expectations of all of the good things that were waiting for them in Jerusalem.
这些诗歌唱这些诗歌给他们一个提醒，也给他们一些盼望。盼望的是在耶路撒冷那个美好的事情，那些美好的事情。
Because they knew that in Jerusalem over Passover that they were going to have the sins of that year passed forward until God would one day deal with them.
因为他们知道在耶路撒冷城他们过去一年的罪神会把它跳过。
They knew that in one day that the Messiah would come back during this time, so they were filled with expectation of that future day.
他们也知道将来有一天就是在那个节期弥赛亚将会回来，所以他们一直在盼望那一天的到来。
And they knew that ultimately God was going to set up his kingdom in Jerusalem where they could live forever.
因为他们知道最终神要让他的国度建在耶路撒冷，他们会在那里永远的居住。
I can't know for sure, but it seems like that the average person in Israel would begin to look forward to this journey.
我不知道是不是这样，但是我可以想象一般的以色列人他们可能会期盼这一年三次的朝圣的路程。
They would look forward to knowing that the community of the nation that were going through the same difficult things would gather together to celebrate the God that they served.
他们可能都会期盼整个以色列他们虽然共同在艰难之中，但是他们有共同的盼望，要在耶路撒冷一起来庆祝神的同在。
But they also knew that within them they hoped that this would be the last year that they had to go.
但是他们的内心，他们可能也觉得，他们也希望今年的这个旅行是最后的一次。
Not because of the difficulty of the journey.
不是因为这个旅行是非常艰苦的
because of the hope that remained when Messiah would come
而是因为这个希望这个希望弥赛亚将会来
The sentiment is beautifully captured during the sayings of the Passover meal
而这个思想是在逾越节的晚餐结束的时候常常讲的这句话里头非常非常美好的描述出来
Throughout the history of the Jews and even until now Passover meal was closed with the same phrase
在历史上甚至在今天逾越节的晚餐最后是以这一句座酒词来结束的
Because they had celebrated Passover and the Messiah had not yet come they would say the same phrase
因为他们刚刚庆祝了逾越节但是弥赛亚还没有来他们就会说这一句话
They would raise their last toast and say next year in Jerusalem
他们会做这个最后一句座酒词说我们明年耶路撒冷见
Knowing that they would either make the journey again or that Messiah would meet them there
因为他们知道或者明年他们还要再走这个旅程或者是明年弥赛亚会在耶路撒冷等他们
Psalm 121 is a beautiful look into the lives of the travelers of that day
诗篇121是一个非常美丽的描述来描述这些朝圣者那一天的经历
But it also serves for us a rubric of the journey that each of us is also on in terms of our faith
同样诗篇121是我们今天信仰历程的一个评分的标准
And while we're not required today to journey to Jerusalem to worship our God
虽然我们今天不需要走这个旅程到耶路撒冷去来敬拜我们的神
We're still on a journey of faith that is fraught with difficulties
但是我们仍然是走在这个信仰的旅程上而这个旅程是充满各种的艰难
So how do we participate in what Psalm 121 has to say for us?
所以我们怎样来参与诗篇121告诉我们的
I believe it gives us help in three different ways.
我认为是这个诗篇二十一给我们三个方面的帮助，让理解。
First, it gives us the right perspective.
首先，它是给了我们一个正确的视角。
The psalmist uses first-person pronouns to include himself in the journey.
这个诗作者是用的是第一人称代词，把自己也包含在这个朝圣者之间。
He too is making the pilgrimage.
因为他自己也是在这个朝圣的旅途中。
And he too needs the right perspective to make the journey possible.
因为他自己也要有正确的视角来觉得啊，这个旅程是值得的。
He's reflecting on the question of the source of their hope.
他在思想希望在哪里，希望在哪里这个问题。
And he chooses to focus.On the God who is their maker and creator.
然后他选择的是把目光定睛在
And he talks about
神那个创造天地的耶和华
He talks about he who made the heaven and the earth.
他在这里讲的是创造天地神他创造的天地
And it speaks to the authority of the one who has mandated the journey.
他讲的是这个权威创造天地的耶和华他下了这个命令让他们要走这个旅程
The one who talked about the obedience as a believer in the community of Israel
这是个命令所以这也是反映了以色列人这个顺服神的命令每年去走这个旅程
He speaks from the perspective that the journey is worth it
他在这里讲的是这个旅程是值得走的
This just isn'tA path of have to, but it's the path that's good for us.
这不是我们必须要这个走这个旅程，而是说这个旅程是对你有益的。
And that there's value in going together.
因为并且一起走这个旅程是有它特别的价值。
Not just with the community of believers that you know.
不仅仅是和你认识的这些这个。同伴们一起走
but, but with the community of believers throughout the history of their people.
而是你所有的历史历代所有的信徒，我们是在一起走这个旅程。
Second way it helps us is it gives us the promise of God's protection in our journey.
第二个方面来看，诗篇一百二十一要告诉我们的是，让我们知道神的应许，他保护我们。
And here the author changes the pronouns to show that he's also giving instruction as a person who's made this journey before.
在这里这个诗作者他把人称代词有个更换来体现他在给一些指导从一个他走过这个以前走过这个旅程经历的这样一个视角来给指导。
In Texas, we would say this is not his first rodeo.
在德州我们说这不是我第一次做这个 rodeo 不是我第一次做这个事情。
And he has learned that it's not just the trip itself, it's not just the destination that has taught him about God, the God that he serves, but it's the participation in the journey that helps him understand who God is.
他用自己的经历来讲，这不仅仅是目的地，而是也不仅仅是这个旅程本身，而是参与到这个旅行里头。神给他们的功课，有神的保护在里面。
So how does God protect us?
那神是怎么样保护我们的呢？
The verses tell us that he watches our steps the whole way.
在这个经文里头说，他保守我们的每一步。
Psalm 121 teaches us that God is not simply a deity that sets things in motion.
诗篇121他告诉我们，我们的神不是一个仅仅是让事情启动的那样一个神。
But that he is a relational God who cares for each one of us as individuals.
他是一个和我们有关系的人，他关爱我们每一个个人。
He reminds us that God is always attentive to our needs.
他告诉我们，神对我们的需要，他一直在关注。
That God never sleeps.
他从来不睡觉。
The author reminds us that though the pilgrims were tired, God never is.
这个经文提醒我们，朝圣者他们会可能会感到非常的累，但是神从来不累。
I can imagine the pilgrims having trouble sleeping along the road on their journey.
我可以想象这个朝圣者在路上的时候可能睡觉睡不好。
But God never sleeps.
但是神从来不睡觉。
God is not removed from or indifferent to the journey that he has commanded.
神从来不会是离得远远的，或者是对我们的旅程漠不关心。
As a matter of fact, the difficulty of the journey was designed by God for growth.
实际上是旅程的艰难是神他本身的设计是为了让我们成长成熟。
The difficulty of the journey is designed for our good.
这个旅程的困难是神所设计的，是为了让我们得益处。
The journey was a way for them to prepare their heart for worship and forgiving.
这个旅程的目的是让朝圣者来准备他们心去敬拜。去饶恕别人。
And it was just hard enough that those with little faith oftentimes just stayed at home, reserving the best experiences for those who were willing to endure.
因为这个旅程是那么的艰难，所以常常那些侥幸的人可能就不参与而留在家里，所以这是留给那些有信心的人的一个非常非常好的经历。
The third way that this passage helps us is it gives us a reminder of God's plan.
这个诗篇一百二十一告诉我们的中间的第三个部分是，它是对神的计划的一个提醒。
I like looking at the scripture in different languages, the ones that I know a little bit about.
我喜欢用我所知道的不同的语言， 对圣经的翻译来做一些比较。
And I love how the Chinese version of this scripture allows this idea of God being our keeper and our protector to stay as a verb like it is in the Hebrew.
我特别的喜欢中文把这个保护者这个名词把它用动词的形式来展现，就像希伯来文原来就是用动词的形式来描述的。
保护你的是耶和华。
保护你的是耶和华。
His role in our life is as a protector.
他的一个角色是我们的保护者。
And this term is used 6 different times in this short little psalm.
在短短八节圣经中间诗篇二十一，保护者这个词，保护这个词出现了六次。
God is there to protect them from the danger that is external.
神在那里，在保护外在的危险，朝圣者所经历的外在的危险。
The thieves, the animals, the injuries, the sicknesses.
这些危险包括这个强盗，野兽。受伤或者是生病
But it's also to protect us from our internal danger.
同时神也在保护我们内在的那些危险
From the evil of our own hearts.
比如说是我们心里的恶
Which can cause us to feel angry or abandoned or exhausted.
这些恶它会让我们感到愤怒感到被抛弃或是会感到精疲力竭。
The psalmist promises that God will be like the shade, like shade on our right hand.
这个诗篇说，神就像我们右手边的荫庇。
And you can think about how comfortable that would be on a journey over a long period of time.
你们可以想象这是多么大的安慰！这个是因为是在一个很长、很艰难的旅程中间，神在我们的右边是我们的荫庇。
That in our righteous acts, even through difficulty, God is like a shade on our backs.
我们的义举虽然是在困难之中，但是神就像荫庇
，That in the midst,
来保护我们，他在我们的右手。
That in the midst of our adversity, we can feel His presence.
在困难在种种困难之中，我们能够感到神的同在，我们能够感觉到神的同在。
This psalm ends with a refrain about going out and coming in.
这个诗篇的结束是一个非常熟悉的一个副歌，说你出你入出入。
And I think it goes beyond just the journey of the Israelite.To Jerusalem to talk about their journey of faith throughout their life.
在这里不仅仅的是神保守他们再去耶路撒冷的这个旅程，他讲的是神在我们所有的信仰的过程中间对我们的保护。
And he reminds us that he is on every journey that we're on.
他在提醒我们，我们所走的任何一个旅程，神。都在这个旅程上
and not just as individuals, but as communities of believers in the church.
不仅仅是我们个人的旅程，也包括我们作为信徒，我们教会团体的这个旅程，神也在这个中间。
We know that today is actually a pretty important day in the life of this church.
大家可能也知道，今天是我们这个教会。比较重要的一天
Because today there are actually two new journeys that begin.
因为今天有两个旅程将要开始
And the first journey is for Lester and for Shirley.
第一个旅程是邓牧师和 Shirley, 他们要开始一个新的旅程
They have been a faithful couple giving their lives for the sake of the church.
他们是一对忠心的夫妇把生命给我们那个教会。
And they have been living out a difficult vocation as both a pastor and a pastor's wife.
他们曾经经历了一个 神的呼召来做一个非常困难的一个职业，就作为牧师和牧师太太。
Years ago, Lester made a courageous decision in the middle of a successful career to follow the Lord into full-time ministry.
数年以前，邓牧师听从神的呼召，在他自己事业的成功之中，选择了一个全职侍奉的这条道路。
And that decision caused a lot of change in his life.
这个决定带来了他生活中间的很多很多的变化。
A change of lifestyle.
生活方式的改变。
A change of cities.
居住城市的改变。
A change of stability.
稳定性的改变。
A change of status.
社会地位的改变，身份的改变。
All so that he could help people find and follow Jesus.
都是为了他能够帮助人来认识耶稣，跟随耶稣。
And God gave him to this church for a season.
神是因为这个原因把他给了我们这个教会。
And he did so to accomplish his will.
他去做了是为了成全神的旨意。
The journey for Lester and Shirley isn't over.
Lester 和 Shirley 的旅程还没有结束。
But their time here at CSCBC has come to an end.
但是他们在大学生华人圣经教会的服事已经即将结束。
They have sought the Lord.
他们寻求了神的旨意。
And wise counsel.
也寻求了智慧的建议。
Have prayed together about their future.
他们一起为他们的将来祷告。
And have come to the conclusion that once again, it's time to start another journey.
然后他们一起做了这个决定，他们要再一次开始一个新的旅程。
And Psalm 121 is with them.
诗篇121是和他们在一起。
And it's calling them to lift up their eyes to the Lord, to the hills.
诗篇121来呼召他们要向山举目。
So that they can overcome the challenges that lie before them.
所以他们能够克服在他们前面的困难。
Not exactly knowing the destination that their faith has caused.
虽然他们不知道他们的信仰的旅程会带到哪一个目的地。
Because it's always a journey of faith.
因为这我们的信心的旅程，我们的信心永远是一个旅程。
But their hope is.In the Creator and Maker of heaven and earth.
但是他们的希望来自于创造天地的耶和华。
And He is able to keep their steps and to keep them safe.
他我们的神，他会看顾他们的每一个脚步，每一个旅程。
Today they are going out with a promise that God has prepared for them a place where they can come in.
今天他们出。有这个确据，就是神会给他们准备另外一个地方服事。
And our response to them should be one of gratitude.
我们对他们的回应应该是感激。
Because they came here to serve us, not to serve themselves.
因为他们来是为了服事我们，而不是服事他们自己。
Pastors and their wives live under steep expectations of their congregations.Often without the ability to share everything that's happening in life.
牧师们和牧师们的太太们常常，过的这个日子，他们是在一个非常大的期望之中。然后在这个过程中间，常常没有机会把他们自己的感受和别人分享。
Oftentimes there are hurts and struggles that we never know about.
常常他们内心的受到的伤害，那些挣扎我们都不知道。
Or the numbers of dreams that were laid aside because of their decision to serve us faithfully.
也包括我们不知道的，也包括他们原来的有很多梦想，但是为了服事把这些梦想都放下，这些我们可能都不知道。
It's hard to measure the difficulty of bearing the load that a pastor and his wife carry.
我们很难想象牧师和牧师太太们，牧师们和牧师太太们，他们身上所承受的重担。
the load of people's struggles.
这个重担包括人的挣扎。
The knowledge of people's sin.
知道人在犯罪，有人在犯罪。
And the depth of people's needs.
知道人需要有那么的多。
All while desiring to reach out deeper into a community to help other people know Jesus.
然后在这个过程中间还要想去把这个福音尽可能传给这个社区身边的人，让他们知道认识耶稣。
As a pastor, I know it's hard to live with knowing that I am limited in my gifting.
作为我自己也是个牧师，我知道知道自己的不足，知道自己的有限是个非常非常困难的。
To know that I'm limited in my experiences.
我知道我的经历也是有限的。
To know that I'm limited in my time.
我知道我的时间也是有限的。
But I have a deep desire to help a congregation with their marriages and raise their kids and learn their Bible.
但是我有一个非常强的愿望，我要帮助这个教会的会众，包括他们的婚姻，包括他们的儿女的教养，当然也包括让他们学习了解圣经。
And to do so alone as a pastor is a very difficult experience.
做这些自己孤单的在做，是一个非常非常困难的经历。
Though today brings a bit of sorrow of leaving, it should also bring some exciting that a new journey is beginning.
今天虽然是有一些离别的伤感，但是也应该给我们开始一个新的旅程的兴奋。
Because Lester and Shirley know that God is faithful.
因为 Lester 和 Shirley 知道神是信实的。
And he knows that God has prepared their steps.
因为他们知道神会预备他们前面的路程。
Because Psalm 121 promises us that the Lord is their keeper.
因为诗篇121篇给了我们这个应许。耶和华是我们的保护者，保护我们的是耶和华。
So today I just want to say thank you for Lester and Shirley.
所以今天我想要说 ，Lester Shirley， 谢谢你们。
For it has been a pleasure to work alongside of you.
对我来说是我非常的幸运，能够和你们一起同工。
I've seen you grow in so many ways.
我看到你在多方面的成长。
But mostly in the depth of your relationship with Jesus.
但是最主要的是在你和耶稣关系这个成长中间。
And that's the most important place of our growth.
因为这是我们成长中间最重要的
东西。You have a deep commitment to prayer.
你对祷告有非常深的承诺。
You've had an openness and a willing to trust.
你有你愿意来信靠。
You've had a desire to serve.
你有侍奉的这个愿望。
Even sometimes, as all pastors, when being misunderstood.
虽然常常就像其他牧师也一样，在这个过程中间有常常被误解。
You've been a good example as a faithful believer to the church.
你是一个忠心的教会的一个忠心的信徒的一个很好的榜样。
And I'm proud to call you a friend.
我非常高兴把你称作为朋友。
I know that the Lord will bless your next steps along the journey.
我相信，我知道神会祝福你下面一个旅程。
But today also starts a second journey.
但是今天还有第二个旅程，也是今天开始。
And that's the journey for College Station Chinese Bible Church.
这是大学堂华人圣经教会的一个新的旅程。
And maybe like those in Israel who traveled a few times to Jerusalem, this journey feels a little bit familiar to you.
就像去耶路撒冷朝圣的以色列人，这个旅程他们走过，他们熟悉。也许对你们来说，今天要开始的新的旅程也是有一点熟悉的感觉。
This journey of finding a new pastor is one that you've been on before.
因为要找新的牧师这个旅程，你们曾经经历过。
for us, this psalm reminds us that it's not a journey that's without hope.
我们所要知道的是, 这个诗篇给了我们一个提醒, 这个旅程不是一个没有希望的旅程。
And you too need to keep your eyes lifted to the future.
所以我们也需要把眼睛看在将来。
God is still present.
神还在。
He hasn't fallen asleep.
他从来不睡觉。
He's not surprised about what you need.
你们所想要的, 他一点都不知,
and
不觉得奇怪。
Even today, he is preparing the hearts of those who will come.
就是在今天, 他已经在准备那些将来要到我们那个教会服事的人的心。
So this morning, we take a step of faith.
我们今天让我们 踏出信心的这一步,
and instead of fretting about who will come, we get the opportunity to decide about who we want to become.
让我们不要太去想谁会来做牧师, 而我们去更多的想我们将会变成怎样。
Instead of just searching for a pastor, we need to be seeking the Lord.
我们不要只是想找一个牧师, 我们要做的是, 我们要寻求神。
First, looking internally.
首先我们要自我省察。
Deciding about how we need to change as a church.
首先我们要考虑的是, 我们自己作为一个教会要做哪些改变。
Identifying some places maybe that we've been stuck.
我们要来看, 找有些地方我们, 曾经被卡住。
And determining the ways that we need to reach our community as it is today.
然后来看我们怎样能更好地把福音传给我们身边的社区。
We return to the question of how can we reach the next generation.
那我们又回到了这个问题,我们怎样来, 外展到下一代。
Doing so alongside the ministry and the community that God has already gathered.
在这个过程中间，从以前曾经有的这个事工中间，我们要继续往前走来发展。
And like the Israelites of that day, this journey will take courage over complaint.
就像当初以色列朝圣的那个旅程一样，今天的这个旅程也要的是勇气。
Courage over complaint.
我们要的是勇气, 而不是抱怨。
It will take sacrifice over selfishness.
我们要的牺牲, 而不是自私。
It'll take leadership over laziness.
我们要的是领袖, 而不是懒惰。
And a belief that God still wants to use this church in our community.
我们有这个信念, 神还是要用我们的教会, 来在这个社区里头做我们的事工。
It's going to take at least a few people to come alongside the elders to help make some decisions.
肯定要有一些同工和 长老们一起来做决定。
And it's going to take the ability to hear from the Lord over just the preferences of people.
我们需要的是, 我们要有这个能力来听神的话, 而不是听人个人的偏好。
It will take an attitude of being willing to learn from whoever comes over just the demands of doing things in the old and historic
我们,
ways.
我们要的是我们来学习怎么样来听将来, 来的牧师, 他想要做的, 而不是坚持事情必须是这样的去做。
If you think about it, these are the hills on your journey.
你想这些事情, 这些就是我们这个旅程中间, 我们会碰到的各种各样的山。
One of my favorite quotes is this, expectations are just premeditated disappointments.
我很喜欢的一句话就是, 期盼期待是有预谋的失望。
This is true of the life of a pastor.
这个对, 牧师的, 经历, 也是, 这是对的，可能是这样的。
This is true of the experience of a congregation.
对我们教会会众的经历，这可能也是对的。
On this journey, you will have to decide if staying the course is your best contribution to the kingdom of God.
在这个旅程，新的旅程中间，你们要做决定，是不是还是维持现状，把原来的事工的重点继续下去。
Or if God is asking us as a church to spread our wings a little further out into the Asian American community that is here.
或者你们要想，也许神要让我们把我们的事工来扩展到这个亚裔社区中间更多一点。
And this will determine who you choose as your next pastor.
而这两个问题的答案也会影响我们下一个牧师是谁来做我们的下一个牧师。
To get there, you will have to look to the hills to see where your hope comes from.
要做到这一点，你要向山举目来看到你们的希望来自于哪里。
It will be both a journey of faith and of community.
这将会是一个信心的旅程。也会是一个共同的旅程，这个教会共同的旅程。
It doesn't have to be a journey in the wilderness like Moses.
这个不一定非得像摩西在旷野里头那样的旅程。
But it can be a journey to a good place like Jerusalem.
但是这应该是去更好的地方的一个旅程，就像是去耶路撒冷的这个旅程。
It can be a place where we experience the promises of God.
这应该是我们有这个经历来经历神的应许。
Are you ready for the journey?
你有没有准备好这个旅程？
Today we focus a little bit on goodbyes.
今天我们可能更重点的是花时间在讲再见。
But tomorrow we step out in faith.
但是明天我们要跨出我们信心的脚步。
Eagerly awaiting for the provision of the Lord.
来等待神对我们的供应。
May we journey together in righteousness.
让我们一起在公义中间向前行。
Feeling the shade on our right hands.
能感到神在我们右边的荫庇。
And sensing his presence as we begin to climb the hills that are before us.
在我们来爬那些山的时候，能感受到他和我们的同在。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, the journey sits before us. We know the way. We know that we need to trust you. And you have promised to be with us every step. Would you allow us to sense your presence?To understand the wisdom that you give and to make right decisions along the way for what's best for the kingdom of God in this community. We trust that you'll be with us. We love you. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.